News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Retribution for abuse survivors must be swift, comprehensive and respectful. Those are the words of Fergus Finlay, columnist with the Irish Examiner, and he joins us this morning. Fergus, I read with great interest some of the things you've said about the current situation with the fallout, I suppose, from this scoping inquiry. You said you were filled with rage. Tell me why.
Well, like, how long have we been here, Ciara? The Ryan Report, how many years ago is that? Years and years and years of abuse that people have suffered and that religious orders effectively have got away with, and that the church effectively has got away with. And the same thing happens every single time. There will be apologies. There'll be a few bob. The caravan will move on.
A very few bob. I think it came out yesterday that religious orders have contributed 16% towards redress schemes previously relating to, abuses from the church.
And they were redress schemes where there was no doubt that the state bore a very significant share of the moral and legal responsibility for what happened to people in state-run and state-funded institutions. The state doesn't bear anything like the same level of responsibility for what happened to children in private, for-profit educational institutions, very, very expensive educational institutions. So while the survivors of abuse deserve every last penny of redress, it is not the same as saying that the state has to foot the bill on this occasion, because these are very, very rich organisations that allow this abuse to happen.
I heard you say that you thought these institutions should be bankrupted for what they've done in terms of what they should contribute towards the redress.
Yes, yes. You can find easily enough, the declared assets of some of them. The Holy Ghost Fathers, for example, have declared assets of €157 million. I don't know what an order that lives by a vow of poverty needs with €157 million, but whatever they need, they shouldn't have it. The land, the holdings, the assets, they should be all devoted. Every penny of it should be devoted towards making restitution to the people that they tortured and degraded and humiliated and abused over years and years and years. The other point I wanted to make in that article is that the thing that makes me filled with rage is the impunity with which all this happens. That abuse is only possible in a society that tolerates it. And we've tolerated it far too long, absolutely far too long.
Would you accept that initially when we first heard about these things, that we were incredulous, that as a society, these things were beyond beyond our ability to accept or understand, and that there was that it was like an incredible thing that we were hearing? Or would you say that there was a culture of silence and collusion even among society about this?
I think the scale of it was made us incredulous. I think there's little doubt about that. But every family in Ireland knew about dodgy priests, dodgy brothers. Children were warned about, you know, not being in the same room as certain people, and so on. That was a way of life in Ireland for years and years and years. Now,
amazing that it was put on the child to sort of stay away from the abuser rather than the other way around.
But you know that is the case, Ciara.
I agree.
That's exactly what happened. I've told the story before that when I had an experience, my father's reaction to it, and it was a protective reaction. My father's reaction to it was to buy me a pair of long trousers. And in doing that, he was sending a signal that I was suddenly off limits. It didn't protect any other child, of course, but it did protect me at the time. And but that was the way we dealt with it. It was never dealt with by confronting it, by demanding punishment, etc. The point I've tried. Sorry, Ciara.
All I was going to ask you was, I fully agree with what you're saying, and indeed the sentiments behind what you're saying. But how do we make this happen? Because we have wholly failed to hold the religious orders to financial account previously. I'm not talking about any other kind of account. The courts have dealt with what they can, and it's a long and arduous process that is not survivor friendly, if you ask me. But how do we actually make them, how do we compel them to pay up this money?
I'm not sure I know the answer to that, Ciara. I wish to God I did. The first thing I would do if I was in government is I would hire a firm of forensic accountants so that I knew exactly what I was dealing with. I knew exactly how much wealth there was. You see, if the Holy Ghost order, to take an example of one order, if it was a large firm of accountants or a bank, they would now be worried about the guards knocking on the door. They'd be worried about the large fines that the directors could have imposed on them. They'd be worried about being disqualified as directors and being unable to run their firm of accountants into the future. Because they're churchmen, they walk away with all that. So I would like them to be interviewed by the guards. I'd like them to be brought down to police stations as a banker was once before and asked, what did they know? When did they know it? Why did they transfer X from parish to parish, from school to school? I'd like them to be put, you know, have their collar felt, as the expression goes, by the guards.
I do find it extraordinary that they sort of sound like it's within their gift whether or not they give people access to documents, etc., as if I mean, obviously there's a moral responsibility, but it seems that they believe that there's no legal responsibility. Look, thank you for joining us on that this morning. I do appreciate it. That is Fergus Finlay, their columnist with the Irish Examiner and former head of Barnardas. If you have been affected by what we are discussing this morning, and I know lots of people are, apparently all the helplines around the country have been inundated with hundreds of people since this story has broken this week. 1 in 4, you can contact them on their helpline on 01662 4070, or the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. They have a 24-hour national helpline on 1-800-77-8888.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.